Grant, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us what Pause, Breathe, Smile is and how the program works for our kids?
Pause, Breathe, Smile, it's a mindfulness-based wellbeing program that we run in schools. So we train teachers to deliver the program in their classrooms to their kids.
Yeah.
And it's really about teaching basic mindfulness skills and then applying those skills to areas that are really important for well-being, such as helping kids learn to regulate their emotions and to be able to come out of their red zone and back into their green zone, so to speak, whenever they, you know, find the fight-flight response being activated. You know, learning how to discern the difference between helpful thinking and unhelpful thinking, and having the skills to let go of the unhelpful stuff and move with the helpful stuff, and bring greater kindness, empathy, and compassion into relationships with others.
Is it meditation, Grant? Is that what you're teaching the kids?
It is. It's mindfulness meditation practice, but it's a very kind of light form of it. So, you know, and within about 2-3 minutes, doing some mindful breathing practice, mindful movement, body scan, that type of thing. And then really helping kids to understand that that's a skill they have in their toolbox that they can pull out and use in real world situations.
Yeah.
So it's very much about teaching mindfulness as a life skill.
Mindfulness being in the moment, being present in the moment.
Yeah, being present in the moment with kindness and curiosity. So it's not just about paying attention, it's the way we pay attention.
Okay.
So that we can, you know, really, really be with what is going on in a healthy, positive way.
One of the most important things we can do is teach our kids how to cope with disappointment, you know, when life gives them lemons. How can we help them deal with those moments?
Yeah, well, I think that really comes down to the emotion regulation side of things. So, you know, when the first step in mindfulness practice is really tuning into the body and being aware of sensations in the body. And then when feelings like disappointment arise, you know, if we're in tune with our bodies, we can see that physiological change happening.
Yeah.
And we can draw upon these skills like mindful breathing to actually accept it, that it's okay to feel that way. And there's something we can do to manage that and not just, you know, reject it and react to it and act out because we're feeling a certain way, actually making space for it and then responding with awareness rather than, you know, just reacting impulsively.
Mm.
Grant, there'll be parents listening this morning who have kids doing their NCEA exams, and there's a lot of stress around that, man. There'll be kids in the room going, I don't understand this. What can a parent do to help their child at that moment?
You know, we've got some great resources on our website, pausebreathesmile.nz. There's a tab called At Home Resources, and it has a bunch of guided mindfulness practices that are really great for just minimizing stress, you know, and getting kids back into that space of just being present for the task at hand and not worrying about, you know, the potential outcome of what they're doing. So that's what I'd say, is draw on those resources. You know, Pause, Breathe, Smile has been well researched, and our latest results show that flourishing increases, which is basically feeling good and functioning well.
Yep.
Languishing decreases, and you know, positive behaviors like perseverance, for instance, which is applicable in that context, and feeling lively and enthusiastic. We're seeing increases in those and decreases in, you know, sort of undesirable behaviours such as giving up on things.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? Plenty of adults could probably do with a trip to your website as well. Give it to us one more time.
PauseBreathesmile.nz. And I just need to say too that, you know, it's thanks to Southern Cross who fund this program for all primary and intermediate schools in New Zealand. So it's freely available. And, yeah, it'd be great to get more schools on board.
Good stuff, Grant. Thank you so
awesome,
much for
Grant.
Your time this morning.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you both.
All right, have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank you, Paul. You too.